B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to us by Parks Casino, Sal Palantonio. Hello, Sal Pal.
Michael, I hope you're safe and sound, and everybody at the station is with all this this weather coming through.
Yes, we are. I was told that my little coffee table on my deck blew off my deck, and it has a big thick glass top, and the glass flew off and did not break.
Unlike in Seinfeld, where Kramer's coffee table made a glass break.
Exactly.
Remember that?
So this thing flew off my deck. Apparently, it was a tornado down there. Flew off my deck, ended into my neighbor's yard, and the glass is still intact by some miracle.
So that coffee table needs to go in the coffee table book because it's indestructible.
It definitely does. It's a wicker coffee table for the deck.
You got to have a whole chapter about that coffee table.
I know. It's a miracle. All right. So let's talk about the Eagles issue. Of course, the big issue, the head coach testing positive. And, he's on a list now with a couple of players. How does this impact the Eagles with him now away from the team?
Well, first of all, Michael, let me just say, we hope and pray that Doug Peterson is A-okay, that he's going to be all right. He's going to be healthy. That his family is going to be all right and healthy, that his friends, he's got young children, everybody's going to be healthy, that, the players, the organization is going to be healthy and okay. Because, this is a civic treasure. Doug Peterson's very important to us, and everybody in his family is very important to us all over the Delaware Valley. So we want to make sure that our well wishes go out to him. But, and here's a big fat capital B-U-T, but what happens next is very important, right, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
What happens next is very important, right?
Yes.
You have to make sure that you do the right thing. And you have to make sure that you, as a team, as an organization, and the National Football League, when you have cases like this, where a coach or a player says they didn't get it in the building, around the team. So you got to, as they say in the CIA, you got to walk the cat back. You got to retrace your steps. You owe it to everybody to have a thorough. Nobody's trying to assess blame here. Nobody's trying to punish anybody. But you got to find out what happened so that you can figure out how it doesn't happen again. Now, I mentioned Dr. Alan Sills last Tuesday, the NFL's chief medical officer. And I'm going to mention him again today because he said in the Wall Street Journal this morning, we can't test our way to safety. Testing is important. It's critical, but it's not the only important method or way to mitigate risk. Personal responsibility is the most important way to mitigate risk. We know that. We've had 60 million tests in the country, so you can't test your way out of it without personal responsibility. So that's the most important thing. What happens next?
They buttoned down some protocol here, and I'm curious to know what your thoughts on this are. The fines escalating up to $50,000. By the way, if for players who refuse to submit to the testing, they're trying to button down the testing. They can be fined up to like $15,000 for failure to wear a mask or properly social distance, and for not wearing that device. And they're expected to adhere to the rules outside of club facilities. I understand it's personal responsibility. How likely is this new agreement to make players follow this?
Right. So, that's in the building, right? So, when they're in the building, as Tim McManus has reported, and Timmy Mack has done extraordinary reporting. I'm glad he's on our team. Broke this story, really knows what's going on behind the scenes. If you're not reading him on ESPN.com or listening to him on the station, you're missing a lot. McManus is all over it. And as he reported, everybody's wearing these monitors.
Yes, the Nixon proximity recording device, it's called.
Yes, yeah. If they're wearing the monitors so that if you were within 6 feet for 10 minutes or longer, no good. But I don't know if they're wearing the monitors outside the facility. That's the loophole, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, these things are like Apple earbuds.
Right. So the thing is, as Dr. Alan Sills warned everybody in the National Football League, and his comments went to everybody, you can't test your way to perfection. You can only really help yourself if you have personal responsibility when you're out and about. And if you have a lot, you know, when you have a lot on the line, if you're a parent or a teacher or a coach or anybody who's going to come into contact with young people or multiple amounts of people, you have to do everything you possibly can and then some to make sure that you don't expose yourself.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
So this is basically on the honor system, because they're outlining the high risk behavior that's going to draw a fine or suspension. Now, I don't know who would be able to report that unless they're going to have spies or private investigators. But like one of the things, for instance, is attending an indoor bar or nightclub unless the player is wearing personal protective equipment and there are no more than 10 people there. House gatherings, more than 15 people. Attending an indoor music concert. But stuff like this. How are they going to stop people? They can't, right?
So it's totally on the honor system, but you have to take personal responsibility. So let's look at me. Why do I take personal responsibility? Well, you know, I'm the lead NFL face of ESPN. And I have three daughters and three granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my granddaughters to go back to school. So I put this thing out on Facebook, be a patriot, wear a mask. You know, it's for the good of yourself and your family and your country. You wear a mask, you wash your hands. And guess what, Mike? If for, you know, this is going to sound a little holier than now, and I hate to say this on the air, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, it sounds like the old guy next door talking. But you know what, Mike? I don't need to be in a bar in 2020. I'm good. Go in my backyard, have a drink. Okay. But, you know, I don't go to bars much anyways.
Yeah, you're an educated man. You see, and you're to the point where you have personal responsibility. Well, you know how athletes are; they feel they're indestructible.
Oh, athletes are educated, you know.
Yeah, but they also feel like they're kings.
Well, they do feel somewhat invulnerable. You know, definitely invulnerable. There's no question about it. But you know what? You know what education looks like? Your bank account.
Yeah.
Right. Open up. Huh. Come on, Mike.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. And your bank account includes a lot of capital in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. It's not only money that's at risk, it's family. Family's in your bank account. Mm-hmm. Your friends are in your bank account. Your reputation is in your bank account. All of those things are part of your personal wealth. And you must safeguard those things. And that, again, may sound a little holier than now, but that's what, if you want, as one of the coaches told the players at NovaCare this week, before this all went down, last week, if you want to play in September, you got to do the right thing in August. Now, everybody is learning on the fly with this, certainly. Baseball certainly did. And, you know, you have to change protocol to make sure that it works. You know, what was interesting to me, too, is what also speaks is money, right? You know, after the reckless virus outbreak with the Marlins, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, what did he do? He threatened to pull the plug on the MLB season. Then Major League Baseball, the network partners, saw the Buffalo ratings, and all of a sudden he backtracked.
Yeah. Let me ask you one last question. We have to get to a break. The NFL has made the opt-out deadline for this Thursday. And as far as I can tell, the only thing that would punish you here is that if you opt out afterwards is that you wouldn't get the stipend that they're offering for opt-outs. So it doesn't really cancel a player who wants to opt out after the fact. He's just going to not get his salary, right?
You know, Mike, it's changing. It's under negotiation. They're talking about it. You have to respect people who want to opt out. You just do. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It's about your health and the health of your family and your own personal decision. And I would hope that the National Football League and the National Football League Players Association would figure out how to make guys whole. Mm-hmm. We need, in this world, we need forgiveness and forbearance. That's the most important thing. And the ability to be flexible while you're vigilant. We don't want to be a hard butt about anybody.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that everybody gets taken care of. First and foremost.
Yeah, so it's not that it's not final yet. They're still talking about
it. Mike, I really don't. If situation comes up, of course they're going to try to make the guy whole.
The league is saying it's final, but the Players Association.
Yeah, you know, you don't make people pay their rent if they can't pay their rent.
Yeah.
You don't throw them out on the street, right?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you. All right, Sal. We don't
do that in this country, Mike. We take care of each other.
You're right. All right, man. Listen, we'll talk next week.
All right,
Sal Powell, brought to us by Parks Casino.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.